Aside from lines marked by surveyors and Dodge, what the UP needed most was money. President Lincoln was once again there to help out. On January 20, 1865, the president called Congressman Oakes Ames into his office. Lincoln called him the broad-shouldered Ames. Ames arrived immediately after dinner and stayed until well after midnight. The two men talked about the UP. "Ames, you take hold of this," Lincoln said. "If the subsidies provided are not enough to build the road, ask double, and you shall have it. The road must be built, and you are the man to do it. Take hold of it yourself. By building the Union Pacific, you will become the remembered man of your generation." Ames, glad to have Lincoln appeal to him, began putting money and his political clout into the enterprise. He and his brother Oliver bought $1 million worth of Crédit Mobilier stock, and he loaned the UP $600,000. Durant had other problems. Engineer Samuel Reed reported that his surveys were extremely difficult and dangerous because of the hostility of the Indians everywhere. Until they are exterminated, or so far reduced in numbers as to make their power contemptible, no safety will be found in that vast district extending from Fort Kearney to the mountains and beyond. In addition to laying out the route, Durant faced a logistical nightmare. To get building materials to Omaha required shipping them up the Missouri River from St. Joseph, Missouri, 175 winding miles on a river that was navigable by steamboat only for 3 or 4 months per year. The only wood available in the area for ties was cottonwood, which was so wet that it could last but 2 or 3 years, and the UP needed 2,500 ties for each mile. Laborers were hard to get, so hard that Dodge offered captive Indians for grading. Irishmen had been contracted in New York, and they worked hard, but they also played hard, and were likely to strike when they were not paid.